Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we give you practical strategies and actionable tactics so that you can lead at your best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, team development workshop facilitator, executive education adjunct professor, and leadership coach. Today, we're diving into an often overlooked topic, self-care for leaders. As leaders, we go, go, go. But to serve others at our best, to lead at our best, we have to take care of ourselves. Self-care is an intentional practice. It affords you the ability to recharge, to reset, to be your very best for the teams that you lead. It involves practicing and having habits and rituals and routines that recharge your energy, reduce your stress, and nourish your mind and body. So let's dive in and find out more about self-care for leaders so we can lead at our very best. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. At its core, self-care is an intentional practice. And let me give you a hint. It's not a spa day. Some corporations, when you talk about wellness and well-being and caring for yourself, they think it's about pampering. They think it's about, you know, being able to have a self-care Sunday and face mask and spa days. That is absolutely not what self-care is. And as a leader, being able to practice caring for yourself, there's ways that you can do this inside and outside of work. Self-care is about carving out those moments in your day while you're at work to find those moments of being able to find some sunshine and vitamin D, go talk to somebody about non-work topics for a bit, and outside of work to where you're nourishing your body with a healthy diet, you're moving your body through exercise, whatever works for you so that you can reset yourself and feel the head, heart, body connection so you can keep going and striving and be a high performer. I tell you, this is not something I practice, and where I see people failing is the same spot I failed early on in my career until I had that light bulb moment. As people are emerging leaders, as you are that middle leader and you're trying to climb this rung and you're trying to strive for career progression, you will go, go, go. You'll work the extra hours. You'll work the late nights. You'll always go from meeting to meeting to meeting. You'll give your space and time for others, right? Because that's what you feel right looks like. You're serving others. You're eating at your desk and you're grabbing the first, you know, quick meal that you can find. And what you're actually doing as you're running this race on this treadmill is you're starving your body of good nutrition. You're starving your body of sunshine and sunlight. You're not making meaningful connections because you're just moving from one thing to the next to the next. I suffer from this personally as a leader. I would work, work, work. I would come home from work. I would drop my bag. My family's in the kitchen cooking dinner, talking about their school day. And here I am on my phone answering one more email that I already answered or started the chain before I left the office. And when I left the office, I was 15 to 20 minutes late leaving the office. I'd come home, I'd check to see if there was any response to that or what else popped in. And as I'm doing that, my kids are trying to tell me about their day. My wife's trying to tell me about her day. And here I am, sounds good. and I'm not there. I'm not present. So I'd finally put that phone down. I'd have a conversation with my family. I'd have dinner. We'd spend some time together. They would go to bed. I'd look one more time. Let me just see if there's anything that happened. What, in the 5 hours from when I left work till when I have to go to bed, if there's anything that needs my attention? And I would get right back into work mode and I'd fire off those emails. And I'd go to bed thinking about work. And I'd wake up thinking about work. And that cycle would repeat itself. And I found myself with high blood pressure, overweight, sacrificing my workout time, and being irritable and moody and bringing that home to my family. I wasn't taking care of myself. But boy, oh boy, did I get promoted. I was a high-performing, high-achieving individual. At what cost? I'm here to tell you that you can do both. And by setting the example of self-care inside and outside of work, not only will you be able to do both, but your team members will see that. The team members that you lead will see that. And now they'll have a positive representation of what self-care looks like, and they'll be able to emulate that. You'll be the positive example of how to be able to progress through your career, get the results you're looking for, and maintain healthy habits. There are very small shifts that you can implement into your rituals and routines to take care of yourself. So let's dive into some of these essential tasks and these essential practices that you can put in place every day so that you can be at your very best for your team and for your family. Let's look at what you can do outside of work. So prioritizing sleep first and foremost. Aim for 7 to 9 hours of sleep, if at all possible, right? Quality sleep each night to recharge your body, to recharge your mind. You know, you can read article after article about the health benefits between weight loss, metabolism, cognitive functioning of a good night's rest. There's plenty of products on the market right now to help you monitor the quality of sleep and find that sweet spot that works for you. I say have a routine. One thing that worked best for me, where I had better quality sleep, was not checking my work email 2 hours prior to when I planned to go to bed. I disconnected. Mentally, physically disconnected from work, which allowed me to go to sleep. I set and closed out my day. The next thing you can do outside of work is move your body. Engaging in regular physical activity, whatever works for you. It doesn't have to be CrossFit. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. It has to be what works for you that you can do consistently. Personally, I get up, I work out before my workday starts. I do this because being a father and a husband, I've got responsibilities to take kids to softball games, to golf, to band practice. My time is not of my own when I'm home, but I've got to make sure I get my workout in. So I'm up at 4 a.m. I'm at the gym by 5. I get a good solid 45 minutes of work in, and then I'm at my desk ready to go for the day. I like to do functional fitness mixed with cardio. So I'll do circuit training, treadmill, cardio, rodeos. Variety for me is the spice of life in the gym. Find what works for you. You've got to be able to do yoga or stretching or walking, something simple that you can build into your routine in a time that you can consistently show up. The next is nourish your body. Eating a balanced diet, rich in fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, staying hydrated, and limiting caffeine and alcohol intake. I'm not a dietitian. I know a few good ones. If you're looking for one, by all means, reach out to me and I'll connect you. But I do know that there is a difference in how I feel. There's a difference in how I think when I'm eating healthy versus when I'm not. When I'm eating throughout the day, fruits, vegetables, and lean proteins versus when I'm eating chips and crackers and saturated fats. I know that there's a difference in my performance as a leader. The next is being able to practice mindfulness. Making time in your day to take a pause and to do some breath work. It doesn't take long. 5 minutes. Do some box breathing, right? There's box breathing techniques that you can do. For more on that, you can check out my blog at onthestacks.com to infuse mindfulness practices into your leadership routine, right? But making time to disconnect from work, to set the room up, 5 minutes time to breathe in, breathe out, and let that oxygen refresh, replenish, and rejuvenate your bloodstream, the blood flow, and your heart rate to bring that down. And then outside of work too, hitting the sauna, right? I'm a big advocate of the sauna. It's got research-backed evidence of healthy outcomes. Less risk of Alzheimer's, less risk of heart disease. For me, I have high blood pressure. Hitting the sauna 10 to 15 minutes is a great way for me to reduce that and to also combine and habit stack. Inside the sauna, I do my box breathing. So I'm getting a two-for-one of self-care in that moment. Let's shift inside of work, right? You can set boundaries. It's okay to say that you're unavailable. It's okay to have dedicated time to shut down, to unplug, to disconnect. It's okay to have time for you to check in during off-work hours if you absolutely have to, and then cut off. The key here is to make it a ritual and a routine. When can people expect to hear from you, expect to reach you, and more importantly, when do they know that you're unavailable? I have put in my email response, I'm out from such and such date to such and such date. I will not have access to my email. If it's an emergency, call me or call this number. I've also seen good practices where people will put in their email response or in their signature block, in order to maintain a healthy balance of my between my work and my life, I will respond to you within 24 to 48 hours. That gives you that expectation, that gives you that breathing room, that gives you that boundary as a leader. And then people on the receiving end know when they expect to hear from you. The next inside of work is time management. You got to find a time management technique that works for you. For me, I like to make my to-do list before I leave work. I close out my day by setting myself up for the next day. That way I can most of the time leave work at work. So you have your, here's what needs to get done. Here's what I can delegate. Here's what I need to schedule to do at a later date, right? Your to-do, doing, done work. There's a plethora of time management techniques and articles that you can read on that. Again, refer back to onthestacks.com, my blog. I had an article written on time management techniques. The key is find one that works for you. Make it a routine on how you block your time, how you schedule your day, and how you close out your day. That way you've got a plan and you're prepared for those unknowns that'll come up. And then the last thing you can do inside of work is connect with others. When you cultivate supportive relationships and you take time to go grab a coffee or a tea, herbal tea if you're limiting your caffeine, go grab some water, take a fresh air break, right? Just stand outside of your building if you work indoors, if you can get out for 5 or 10 minutes, if you can take a walk, take a walk, but grab somebody and go with them and ask them about their day, ask them about their work, find some positive, hunt for the good stuff in other people's lives and share what's good in yours. You know, carving out that time and finding someone to laugh with has been proven to be a mood booster. And I would challenge you to ask yourself, do you have a best friend at work? And do you make time to laugh and share some humor throughout your workday? If you want to successfully implement a self-care plan, you need to develop and change your routines and rituals. It's going to take time to establish that. It's going to take about 3 weeks for you to be able to turn a new habit into a sustainable habit. So find what works for you, carve out your time, adjust your routine, and stack your habits one on top of each other so you can stack those wins for the day from the time you get up till the time you lay your head down at night. I would encourage you to embrace self-care and think of it not just as an add-on, but it is an essential part of your leadership journey. Think about how you can show up for your team, how you can serve them well, how you can be at your best. You can't be at your best and drive as hard as you want to drive and go as far as you want to go if you're not taking care of yourself. Take care of yourself, share what works for you so that you can help take care of others. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you found value and enjoyed today's episode, share it across all social media platforms. Download and save it, share it with other leaders. We also want to hear from you, so leave us a review, comment, let us know how we're doing. You can follow hashtag #LeadershipDecoded and hashtag #OnTheStacks. Drop us a comment across all of our social media platforms. And if you're a team leader, a business owner, or an organization that's looking for some team building, team development workshops, and you want to get after some of those collaborative, cohesive communication aspects of leading and working together as a team, I want to work with you. I provide highly engaging, creativity-infused team development workshops that will deliver the performance results you're looking for. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. Will Ramey or email me at will@onthestacks.com. Thanks for listening to Leadership Decoded, and I'll see you the next time you press play. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey.